Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. Danny Hall here, and we're pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Law. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We have a very important topic to talk about today, and I think it's going to be great because we hear the term radon a lot, and maybe most of us, I know I don't know a lot of facts about it. One of the things from the information that you sent me that is kind of scary and that I didn't really understand is what one of the major effects that radon has is cancer?
Exactly. Radon is actually the second leading cause of lung cancer from people who have never smoked.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting. We all hear of people who maybe develop lung cancer and we think, well, that's strange. They never smoked or really weren't around secondhand smoke that much, but it potentially could be possible that they had exposure to radon gas in their home.
Pretty amazing numbers, too, when you talk about the Environmental Protection Agency, their estimates about that.
Actually, more than 20,000 lung cancer deaths in the country each year from radon.
And here's, I guess, one of the most important things we need to state, because I said I'm pretty ignorant about the topic of radon other than having heard about it a lot. What exactly is radon?
Radon is actually a radioactive gas that is released in rock, soil, and water from the natural decay of uranium. So it happens. There's really not anything we can do about it. We just need to protect ourselves and make sure that we check our homes so that we know that we're as safe as we can be.
What actually happens at home? Does it build up? Is that how it works?
It actually comes into the home through cracks, maybe in the floor in your basement area or in your basement walls. If there's any gaps around plumbing or pipe that are coming into the home, it can actually come into your water supply. So there's a variety of different ways that it can enter a home. And one of the interesting things is you can't see it, smell it, or taste it. So you really don't know it's there unless you check.
If you do smoke and then you're also in a home that has radon that you might not know about, that increases that cancer risk tremendously, right?
Exactly. That increases it even more. We really want to make sure that people just realize that it is a problem that could potentially cause serious results. And so we just need to take care of ourselves and check our houses and make sure that we're okay.
We're chatting with Carmen Long today with the Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service. A very important topic today. It's radon and all the effects that radon has can cause cancer. It's really kind of frightening. Now, Carmen, is radon is something that is just localized here? Or is it all over the state or all over the country? How does that work?
It's actually found in homes in every state, including our area. And actually, some of the soil in our area is even more susceptible to having radon in it.
Mm.
So we're in an area that is at risk, and so it's just important that we check. One thing that's really interesting is your neighbor might have radon, and you may not. There's no really rhyme nor reason. It doesn't matter if the house is old or new, other than typically if it's a newer home, it might not have those cracks in the floor or in the walls of your basement where it might could escape in. But you really can't tell from one home to the next which house is going to have a problem.
And it's not, if you know that your neighbor has checked and they don't have it, that doesn't mean that you don't need to check too.
Exactly. Yeah. You do need to check because your house might not be as fortunate as your neighbor.
Well, how do we go about testing for radon?
So there's actually little test kits, and they're available right now for free from both the Surrey and the Allegheny County Centers of North Carolina Cooperative Extension. We were very fortunate. The North Carolina Radon Protection Division actually has grant funds, and they were able to send us test kits that we can distribute to people in the community for no charge.
Oh, wow, that's terrific.
And when you test your home, your goal level is to be below 4, and the unit of measurement for radon is picocuries per liter. So if you're 4 or below, you're in good shape. Mm-hmm. And if you're higher than that, then you might want to do something about it. The test kits are really easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
They're picture instructions along with written instructions to show what to do. And it's basically just a little envelope that you record when you start and you stop your test kit. the test kits are to be used between 3 and 7 days.
Okay.
And you record the start date and the stop date. You put your personal information as far as name, address. Once the test is finished, peel a little sticker to seal the envelope up, and it's postage paid and self-addressed, and you just drop it in the mail, and in a few weeks, the test results should come right back to your home.
Well, that sounds simple enough. The issue would be if you're above that 4 level, then would be an advanced test, or you just need to test again to double check to make sure you need to do something?
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably are going to want to check again, and then we, you know, would recommend a long-term test at that point. And then if it comes back, there are methods to remove the radon gas from your home. Some people are able to do that just by sealing up those cracks that are maybe in their floor around their plumbing. Years ago, I worked with an individual whose levels came back high. They had done some remodeling in their basement, and typically the basement level is where it's going to be the highest, had put in a bathroom, and it had a shower stall that they had put in the bathroom area that wasn't square. It was rounded on the edges. And come to find out, when they had broken up the concrete to put the shower stall in, there was actually exposed dirt around those corners behind the shower stall that they had never put any insulation or any kind of sealer on. And once they fixed that area and sealed off that exposed dirt area, their radon levels were fine.
Oh, great.
So sometimes it's, you know, just something that easy that we just hadn't thought about.
So you just, you obviously, if it's naturally occurring, you can't stop that, but you can stop it from entering your home if you seal it off well.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so the test kits need to be hung in an area where it's not going to be disturbed. And this time of year, we are so excited that it's looking like spring, but it is still a good time because it's not quite warm enough for us to have our doors and windows open yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ideal time to actually test. And you want to hang the radon test kit at a level that's going to be kind of in your living area. You wouldn't want to put it on the floor, and you wouldn't want to hang it at the ceiling. You're going to put it in an area where you would be.
Okay.
So probably somewhere between 3 to 5 feet off the floor if you're thinking about either sitting down or standing up. That's kind of an area that you would be at.
Mm-hmm.
One suggestion that I thought was pretty neat is to actually hang the test kit off your lampshade on your nightstand, because if you think about it, we spend a lot of time in our bedroom, laying in our bed. So that would be a place that you would be exposed to a lot of air in your home. If you never are in a particular room, then it's probably not as concerning if the level in that area was high in comparison to an area where you're spending a lot of time.
Right. Makes perfect sense. I know, I'm sure they can call you if they want more information. Is there also maybe a website they can...
Sure is. The Environmental Protection Association, the EPA, has a great website that actually has wonderful information. So if you go to epa.gov/radon, R-A-D-O-N, you can get a lot of great information.
But also, if they want to call you at the office, they can do that. What number, Carmen?
They can call me at the Allegheny office at 336-372-5597. And in Surrey County, they can call me at 336-401-8025.
And the kits are available free through the Allegheny and Surrey Centers of Cooperative Extension for, I guess, until you just run out. Is that how it works?
We run out of them, and that's our goal. They don't do us any good sitting in a box at the office. We need to get those out and let people actually be using those. You can also purchase radon kits at your local home improvement or hardware store. But while we have them for free, it's a great time to check and not really be out anything.
Absolutely. Carmen, thank you so much for enlightening us about the dangers of radon. We appreciate it, and it's a good idea for everybody to check their homes. Carmen Long with the Cooperative Extension Service with Surrey and Allegheny County, thank you for your time today, as always, and look forward to the next time.
Thank you, Danny. Have a great day.
You too. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.